To talk with Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. And to talk to Phil here in the studio or to talk to yourself, dial 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Microsoft was broken up by the federal government, which basically means it was considered to be a monopoly, an unfair, illegal monopoly. And you might remember from your history books, Teddy Roosevelt, walk softly and carry a big stick. Teddy Roosevelt was the president at the turn of the century who was the original trust buster. And, by the way, he was a Republican president, and he said that those were things that were nasty and we didn't need those monopolies, and he said about getting rid of them. So, with that in mind, we see today that Microsoft, as you know, has been busted apart by the federal government, maybe into not just two companies, maybe into three. And the founder and the driving force behind Microsoft, Bill Gates, sees obviously his income and his financial assets diluted. To talk about this, to talk intelligently about this, we want to bring on a businessman here locally in Los Angeles, Ted Bell, owner of Ted's Beverly Hills Steakhouse, the Beverly Hills Automobile Club. Ted, how are you doing?
Really great, Phil. It's great to be on your program once again.
Well, it's always good to have you on. Ted, tell us about this, and you're at the restaurant right now?
We're at the restaurant. We're planning. We've got a couple of wedding receptions coming up tonight, so I've got everybody jumping in. We are busy, and like Bill Gates, we are busy, and like Bill Gates, I have a successful operation, and you got to worry when you see your business being usurped and broken up by government agencies. And Ted Bell has to ask himself, is Ted Bell next? I look at what I've done, and of course I see what they did to Bill, and I worry. Phil, let me put it to you this way. Bill Gates, Ted Bell, we are individuals who have had some modicum of success in business. We've had original ideas. Ted Bell has had great ideas. Bill Gates has had great ideas. Ted Turner's had great ideas. You can go down the list of people who have had some interesting and innovative ideas. When you start going after people who have original ideas, what you start doing is you dilute their businesses and you dilute the ability of people out there. And we got a car alarm is going out there, Phil. You dilute the ability of people to access original ideas. Now, I'll tell you something. With the breakup of Microsoft, you've got some 40 million computer users in the United States. With Microsoft being broken up, these are people who are going to have to be retrained and re-educated in terms of the use of a computer because Bill Gates has been leading the charge. He's been leading the software charge. He's been leading the personal computer and internet charge for a long time. There's a lot of people using computers.
Well, now, Bill Gates is, I guess he's the guy that people look to when they think about software.
Absolutely. And
But you're saying that you have to retrain computer users in what?
Because people look to Bill Gates, because computer users look to Bill Gates, because we have seen him as the leader in this industry for so long, you're going to really, literally, still have an awful lot of problems with people who got to try to get back up to speed on the use of a mouse, get back up to speed.
So you think a lot of computer users are going to need to be retrained because that leadership, the leadership of Bill Gates, is gone?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to happen. I think it's happening right now. Whether it's in the use of a mouse, whether you know how to power up a computer, whether you know how to double-click. There are a number of people in offices throughout, I know out here in West L.A., we've had some double-clicking problems already, and it's only going to get worse here over the next couple of weeks. We've had problems with people not being able to power their computers up. We've had problems with people not being able to write a decent email. They suddenly they lose their bearings. I think it's obvious it's going to happen when a Bill Gates steps aside, when the United States government says, excuse me, your ideas are too good, your ideas are too original, and we got to make you step aside. Leadership is gone, and we have that crisis that we have right now.
Talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse about the breakup of Microsoft with Bill Gates not being the dominant force in software. A lot of people are suddenly losing their leadership, and a lot of people who use computers don't have Bill Gates there to sort of stand benevolently over us, right, Ted?
I like to use the analogy, I guess, of like a guardian angel. You know, as we sit down to our computers every day, we know that Bill is there. When we sit down to use our computers, we know. I don't care where you are; you could be anywhere in the United States. But when you sit down to use your computer, you may not be thinking about it, but you know that Bill is standing there. He's standing over you, and he's watching over you. Now, if Bill is gone, then what do you got? You've got someone who suddenly, I don't know, how do I put the, I don't know how to send an email. I had to go over to my wife's office today to help her send an email because Bill isn't there anymore. And I think that's what we're talking about.
Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So Bill Gates is gone from the scene, and you mentioned yourself along with Bill Gates.
Well, I mentioned myself along with Bill Gates because, like Bill Gates, I'm successful. Ted Bell has come up with innovative ideas. Ted Bell has come up with interesting ideas. Ted Bell has come up with ideas in which to try to make a better place for all of us. Ted Bell, Bill Gates, you name it. Those of us who sort of lead the charge in Businessville, we're the people who are going to be targeted by the government.
Do you feel that you, Ted, are going to be targeted by these antitrust forces?
Oh, undoubtedly, Phil, because, again, I think the United States government's going after anybody with an original idea. Ted Bell asks himself, is Ted Bell next? I look at what I've done, I see what they did to Bill, and I worry. You break up a Microsoft, you dilute a great idea, and that... And that means computer users are befuddled, as I was mentioning. And because of this, they're disoriented. Because of that, the breakup of my restaurant, Phil, I think is very, very possible. If they go after Ted's of Beverly Hills, people are going to be wandering the streets out here in Beverly Hills. Where do you go for a good steakhouse? They're walking into, they're just walking into places where they sell clothes, asking where can we get a good steak. And I don't want to see that happen. I'm scared of it. I'm frightened of it. Ted Bell's worried that the government doesn't get it. And that's a bad thing.
Ted, all right, so you have a tremendous steakhouse in Beverly Hills. I've been to it. But you're hardly a monopoly, right?
Well, Bill, those are fighting words, okay? I'm just kidding. But no, seriously, yes, I am a monopoly, Phil. When it comes to a great steak, I don't think there's a place in Southern California. I dare say there's not a place in the United States that's got a top 10 of Beverly Hills steakhouse. I know that you're thinking, well, there are other options. Well, there were other options besides Microsoft. But Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse is the place to go. Ted Bell started this place. Ted Bell's worried the government doesn't get it. When you are the best at what you do, what's wrong with a monopoly? When you are as good at what you do as I am, the government isn't going to come. It's going to come after you. We do things differently, Phil. Ted Bell was the first one to wrap his baked potatoes in aluminum foil. Ted Bell was the first one to use fresh sour cream in his mashed potatoes. Ted Bell was the first to make Cajun-style steak. Ted Bell was the first to serve only fresh seafood. Ted Bell was the first to invite you into his bar and get our original cocktail, the Ted, which, by the way, Phil, I'm going to give you the secret recipe on this deal. The Ted, and a lot of people love the Ted. It's Captain Morgan's and Coke with a cherry on top. It is a beautiful, refreshing drink. Ted Bell was the first to use two forks with a dessert so you could share it. Ted Bell was the first to offer a children's menu. So Ted does it all. And I think when you talk about a Ted Bell, we are talking about a guy who's an innovator.
And we're talking with Ted Bell right now on the Phil Henry Show. So your restaurant, your steakhouse, along with Bill Gates's Microsoft, along with what other businesses?
Well, there are a lot of good ideas out there. Ted Bell is the kind of guy like Bill Gates. You just don't want the government messing with a good idea. And we've had a great idea here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we certainly do hope that people are going to take advantage of our Father's Day specials that we just had. Father's Day is over with, so take advantage of our 4th of July special. I was going to say take advantage of our Mother's Day special, but that was last month, wasn't it?
That was last month, yeah.
All right, so you can't take advantage of that, but take advantage of the 4th of July special. Come out and get a steak and say, Happy Birthday, America, we love you. Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. They go to 15th Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
All right, Ted Bell with us here at 1-800-449-8686 talking about the breakup of Microsoft. Did you just do a commercial there?
Was that so?
Did you just do a commercial there for your restaurant?
Well, no, but seriously, you asked me, is Ted's of Beverly Hills a monopoly?
Yeah, seriously, you can't call your restaurant a monopoly. You got.
Yes, I can, because, Phil, where are you going to go? What are you going to do? How are you going to fend for yourself? How are you going to eat? How are you going to support yourself if Ted Bell goes out of business? What are you going to go get a steak? Where are you going to get a good steak other than Ted's of Beverly Hills? Seriously, I'm going to ask you, where are you going to get a good steak?
Well, I mean, if I want to go to a good steakhouse.
Go ahead. Tell me, please.
What about Morton's?
Oh, boy, is that a tired act, man. Morton's is tired. I mean, it's as tired as the meat they serve. Go ahead, name another place.
Well, I don't know about L.A. What about, say, in Miami, Don Shula's?
Not real tired. There's no place, literally, Beverly, Phil. And, you know, it's almost as if I'm insulted because Ted Velz of Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted Velz insulted.
Why are you insulted?
Well, Ted Velz insulted because you even mentioned those places. You insulted Ted Velz. That hurts me. That troubles me. You brought up other steakhouses. Ted Velz is insulted and Ted Velz is hurt.
All right, well, I don't want Ted Bell to be insulted, and I don't want Ted Bell to be hurt, but you asked me if there's another restaurant, and I mentioned one off the top of my head. 1-800-449-8686, Burbank on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
So, Ted Bell is an idiot. Ted Bell's an egomaniac. I mean, who's ever even heard of
Ted Bell? Ted Bell, Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
Yeah, Ted's a Beverly Hills. That's like a mom-and-pop operation. You're
is
comparing
that right?
A tiny business to a guy who's revolutionized the whole world.
I'm talking about a successful business that the government's going to come after because it's an original idea.
You know what? The government couldn't care less about you, Ted.
Ted
Bell. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but...
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Ted Bell is worth right now, and I'm talking liquid, $30
million.
Oh. Okay?
$3
million. 30.
Did that come from your inventing the rum and coke? Is that the rum and coke thing, or is that the salad fork? That brought that in for you.
Okay, Ted Bell is getting a little angry.
Well, you know what, Ted Bell? You know, come and get some, Ted.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
You come into my restaurant, you have a steak, you put your lips around my meat, you tell me if it isn't the best you've ever had.
You know what?
Okay.
You'd know more about putting lips around meat than I would. Obviously.
I'm serious. You come on in and you...
You know, the guy's making fun of you, Ted.
No, nobody makes fun of Ted Bell. Come on in. Sink your teeth into one of my steaks. You tell me whether I'm full of it.
You know what, Ted? I mean, have they tried your steaks in Japan? I mean, are your steaks all the way around the world?
My steaks are well-known across the country because we've got an original idea. Yes, we were the first to use aluminum foil on our baked potatoes. Yes, we were the first to have the Ted. And if you don't get that, then you don't get business. I'm Ted Bell.
All right.
So are you saying the rest of the country has ripped you off with that aluminum foil on the baked potato?
What I'm saying to you is very simply this. I'm the first to put aluminum foil around a baked potato. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I guess you're getting ripped off then because you can go to any, like, Coco's and find the same thing. So I feel real bad for you. I guess you're losing money.
Don't feel bad for me. What you're seeing there is, yeah, Microsoft got ripped off too, but where there's a good idea, there's two good ideas. Ted Bell will survive if the government stays out of his business. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, sir.
Good luck, Ted. But you know what? I think you don't have anything to worry about.
Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. They've broken up Microsoft, and Ted's feeling is if they break up one good idea, they're going after a lot of good ideas. Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse could be the next because they did innovate putting aluminum around baked potatoes and bringing two forks with your dessert so you could share it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Beverly Hills Automobile Association with us. We're doing a postmortem, an autopsy, if you will, on the Microsoft breakup. And Ted, to get back just into it, you're talking about the innovations that you have done in your restaurant. And
you talk about what we have done at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we were the first restaurant to introduce the steak knife. Because before that, people were using, butter knives and things. They didn't know really how. What I'm talking about is simply this. When you take a Bill Gates out of the computer business to the extent that he's in it, people lose their orientation. They're not sure exactly suddenly how to use a computer because he was like a guardian angel. And Ted Bell, you get me out of the steakhouse business, and you're going to have some problems. Are people going to eat? Are they going to remember steak? And that trickles down to food. So that.
Well, what are you saying? Are people going to go hungry?
Not necessarily hungry, but they're going to forget how to use a steak knife, things like that. All I'm trying to say is this. Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse or Microsoft, a lot of people get hurt when the government comes after us. I can't let that happen. I'm Ted Bell. I can't let that happen.
All right, let me go to Princeton, New Jersey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I guess my question for Ted Bell is, when Lee Iacocca left Chrysler, did you forget how to drive a car?
I don't understand your question.
Well, your point is that Bill Gates
exactly
stepped down and your wife doesn't know how to send email anymore.
Right, that's what you were...
I highly question Like, geez, well, is that really going to happen in any pervasive
Do you
manner?
Know, are you familiar with how big Bill Gates was? Are you familiar?
Huh? Yeah, I've been developing software for 15 years.
Oh, now I get it. So, in other words, you were a competitor.
No, not at all. I use Microsoft products. I use Microsoft operating systems. I use Microsoft development
platforms. But you were developing software. This is the same business Microsoft is in. Look, no, of course I didn't forget how to drive a car, but this is a different ballgame.
But your wife forgot how to send email, right?
There are a lot of people.
You ever help your wife send an email
today? Let me ask you a better question. Are you operating your computer okay today?
Absolutely.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah, my computer's working great.
No, but your computer's working great, but I'm asking you, have you sent email today?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you misspell anything?
No.
What are you talking about?
Just hold on, Phil. You didn't misspell anything?
No.
All right, so maybe because you feel a certain enmity toward Bill Gates, you're able to use your computer.
No, don't be ridiculous. I think for the vast bulk of you, this is a good thing. If you look at the telco cost today...
Well, what happens if I go out of business? The government's going to come after me sooner or later. We developed a steak knife.
I'll tell you today, I'm certainly glad that they broke up the Bell operating systems, the RBOC. My telecommunication costs are a tenth of what they were.
I'm certainly glad
they broke up Standard Oil because my gas prices are a tenth of what they were. All those monopolies artificially held the prices high.
Well, that may be very well true, but by the same token, those are people who came up with original ideas. We wrapped a baked potato in aluminum foil. Bill Gates came up with the operating software that he did. You see what I'm saying? Bill Gates, Ted Bell, they're coming after me.
Yeah,
I'm
they're coming after you. They could give a rat's ass about you.
Look, Chrysler was nothing, nowhere near the quality of a European car. Chrysler's like Denny's. BMW is like Ted's of Beverly Hills. You see what I'm saying? So when you say that when Lee Iacocca stepped out, Chrysler's what now? What
yeah,
are they?
Yeah, the issue here is
Chrysler's
this,
a pile
the issue
of
here is
rolling
this
garbage.
Consumers.
What's
it's
that?
Good for consumers. And I would say, yeah, absolutely. It's going to promote innovation. It's going to promote innovation in the software development business, and that it will only bring prices down and bring costs down.
And you remember...
And you say that Gates was leading this industry. Gates didn't even believe in the Internet. Gates said that the Internet was not something to be worried about. Look at the internal memos that came from Microsoft. It wasn't until he realized he was wrong that he even embraced
you,
the
Internet. Let me just add, did you log on okay today?
Yeah, I had no problems at all.
See, I don't get that. I don't get it.
What don't you get? I mean...
Well, how could he remember?
Okay, he remembered. I mean...
Well, go ahead and laugh, pal. But, you know...
I know. Your wife had a problem sending emails. She forgot how to send email. I don't know what type of hypnotic
I don't know what business
you are
in. I'm in the steakhouse business, okay? We wrap baked potatoes in aluminum foil. I was the first.
Yeah, could you give me a lesson on how to use my steak knife? I think I forgot.
Okay, Phil.
I'm trembling right
this
now.
Is very, very
I fear I may injure myself.
So, all right. That's very funny, and I know that, Phil, you're getting a big joke out of it.
Well, he's making a joke. In other words...
Phil, what I am talking about here is an industry that is being harmed. Oh, boy, you guys really piss me off. You know that? Because...
What are we doing?
Do you believe in devil worship?
I beg your pardon?
You got to be in some type of cult.
I'm not in a cult.
Clearly, you're in some type of Bill Gates culture.
Why am I in a cult, sir, when I believe in American business, I believe in the United States government leaving business alone, and I believe, yes, okay.
Because your wife forgot how to send an email.
Hey, sir, I believe, you know what cult I'm in? The cult of the greenback, okay, buddy? I like a whole lot of George Washington's, okay? That's my cult. And I can tell you, my friend, if you go home tonight and you try to log on and you got some kind of crap on there, Bill Gates, that's all I'm going to say. I'm Ted Bell.
Well,
all right. Thank you, sir.
That's probably all you should say. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your call. What are you talking about, man?
You heard me. Bill Gates has been kicked out of the computer business. I wrapped baked potatoes in aluminum foil before anybody. Now, do you know what that means?
Well, I guess when I wrap a baked potato in aluminum foil, what did I get that idea?
You got it from me, my friend.
All right. Ted Bell is with us. We're talking about the breakup of Microsoft. 1-800-449-8686. And you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And welcome to our program. We're talking with Ted Bell. He owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. I got to tell you something. I've been to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I've had the Ted. It is a delicious cut of meat. And I've gotten a baked potato wrapped in tinfoil. I didn't know. And, Ted, I mean this honestly. I didn't know that you'd invented that, okay? And
it's not important whether you know that I invented it or not. The point is that whether you're Bill Gates or Ted Bell is an innovator. Bill Gates is an innovator. Ted Turner is an innovator. There's a lot of innovators. And the government's coming after me, okay? Now, that guy who said because Bill Gates is out of the computer business today or has been diminished in the computer business doesn't mean that people don't know how to use computers. I want to tell you something right now. There is something wrong with the cash register and the computers in our store today because I haven't made one-third of the money I usually make. I can't get it. It's coming up zeros. Okay? What does that tell you?
What? You're not... In other words, the computer is not recording you making any money?
That is right. Something's wrong. Ted Bell really feels there's something wrong with Bill Gates out of the computer business.
Has anybody been in to buy anything today from you, Ted?
You know something? I know you're making a joke.
No, I'm just... Have you gotten business?
Ted Bell gets... There's never a day when Ted Bell doesn't have business. You want to make a joke out of it, Phil? There's a lot of people are going to be hurt by this, including the people who today, because Bill Gates isn't in the computer business, don't know how to turn on their computer. And I am Ted Bell.
I got that you're Ted Bell. Here is Huntington Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm not quite sure who this person is, this Ted of Beverly Hills. I've never heard of
him. I'm just a business owner, okay?
Excuse me?
I have a business. I happen to have been very successful with my business. I happen to be an innovator.
All right, I respect that. That's great.
Thank you.
I think that you're just kind of blowing things out of proportion. I don't see how this is comparable to Bill Gates and Microsoft. You're talking about steak knives and baked potatoes and foil?
I'm just talking about the innovation.
Does that have to do with Microsoft? How in the world are these two things comparable?
No, no. What I'm talking about is innovation, okay?
You're talking about, Ted, having different ideas?
I'm talking about innovation. Bill Gates came up with Microsoft. He came up with software. Ted Bell, and I knock wood and I thank the Lord above, I've been extremely successful. Yes, I wrapped baked potatoes in tinfoil.
Yes, so did my mom. So does you know, millions and millions.
Was she the first one to do it in a restaurant?
Yeah, probably no.
She's been cooking
for 20, 30 years.
I was the first to do it in a restaurant.
First to do it in a restaurant? Okay.
You know something? Excuse me. Do you wrap your baked potato in tinfoil?
Occasionally, yeah.
Okay, you can thank me.
Steak knives.
Do you use a steak? These are the things that I'm talking about, son. They don't seem big to you, but they make a lot of money for my business.
Okay.
All right, and so what's happening is if you sue me, if the government, and the government probably will come after me next.
No, they will. You're out of your mind.
Why am I? They're going to come after me because I've got a number. Bill and I feel I can call him Bill, are two of a kind. He's to computers what I am to steaks.
Okay, so all restaurant owners that, you know, create their own recipes for their salad dressings, things like that, are they all going to be, you know, lynched and come after?
No, because I don't consider that to be original. Listen,
how is inventing a salad dressing less original than wrapping a stupid baked potato in tinfoil? You know?
You're talking about inventing salad dressing or inventing a salad dressing? You see, that's the difference, son, between me and the regular steakhouse. I came up with wrapping a baked potato in tinfoil. I came up with the Ted, which today is one of the most fun. Have you ever had a Ted?
No, I've never had a Ted. No.
Captain Morgan's and Coke. Does that ring? All right?
Of course.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, those are the same thing.
That's a Ted. When we first were the first. Okay, you know, Henry, I guess you think this is funny too, huh?
I don't think it's funny. I think people are having a hard time. Microsoft being dismantled by the government, and
okay,
I don't know how you as the host can even have this person on your.
Well, what I'm trying to do is he's a businessman.
Ted Bell, as I said to you last half hour, Phil, I want to reiterate what I said last half hour. Okay.
Well, you know what? Before you do that,
Ted Bell's getting pissed off. What?
You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I had to get this off my chest as well. You said that your wife couldn't send an email today
because of the fact that Bill Gates has now been diminished in the computer business. A lot of people are not able to use their computers.
Well, you know what? I work in telecommunications, and the entire office that I worked in had no problems today. If your wife had a problem sending an email, sounds like she has some other personal or psychological problem.
The whole office? You're aware of the whole office, huh?
Well, you know, you don't hear anything about anyone else having any problems.
You don't know. Do you use steak knives? I was the first one to come up with a children's menu.
A children's menu?
I was the first to come up with
giving How long has your restaurant even been there?
Sir, listen, I was the first to come up with two forks when you ordered dessert so you could share.
Two forks?
Yes,
two
sir.
Two forks. You're
yes,
talking
sir.
About two forks.
What?
You're talking about two forks.
Yes, sir, to share
and
your desserts.
Say Windows 95.
See, this guy's making a good point, Ted.
What good point is he making? About the
Whoa. I mean, the guy's
you're
saying Windows Windows 95 and...
Phil, you know something? You guys got us for the trees. You think computers are everything.
You know what, Ted?
You know how
tell me where you're located. I'll come down there and I'll have one of your...
Hold on for a minute. Do you know how much business restaurants do every year? Oh, now it starts to make sense to you, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you know what? I used
Millions.
To work in a restaurant. I worked in a restaurant for 3 years before I finished school. So you know.
Okay. Did you give two forks out with dessert?
If they wanted to share, yeah, I'd bring them two forks.
That was my idea.
Oh, okay. Don't you think that they would have asked? The customer might ask, oh, I'd like two forks of my dessert. Do you think that they got that idea from me?
Know, you know something, Phil? These are innovations that Ted Bell introduced. If this kid doesn't want to recognize Ted Bell, you know...
I don't think the guy has any problem recognizing you. He's not being in the restaurant business. These are all things... Maybe you're such a genius that we all take it for granted.
You know how when you sit down, there are two forks to the left?
Two forks to the left, a knife and a spoon to the right. Yeah, I worked in a restaurant for several years.
Right, okay. The two-fork idea was consistently my idea.
One for a salad and one for the entree.
You got it, my friend. That
right.
was me. That was me. That was Ted Bell. Ha.
How long has your restaurant been open?
We've been open since 1974.
1974?
Yeah, 1974, that's right.
Okay, so you don't think that restaurants have that practice before 74? Restaurants have been around for a long time.
I'll tell you what right now, and I don't mean to be crude, but I'll kiss your rear end on Main Street if you can prove to me that they did. And I can tell you right now they didn't.
Well, I'll tell you this. I used to park cars.
Main Street because I will prove it.
How are you going to do that?
All right.
I can go to any restaurant that's been around since the 50s and 60s. And ask them how they used to do things. You said you opened in 74.
Yeah. And I used to park cars at a steakhouse in Pasadena.
Do they have two forks?
I don't know. I parked the freaking cars outside, man. But I can certainly go back there. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, a lot of these kids, the kids, kids very young. He doesn't remember how things
when
are done.
Started using the, when he started using the foil on the potatoes... Because that's been around a long time also.
In a restaurant.
I've got old cookbooks.
In a restaurant.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay.
See what I'm
all
saying?
Right, fine.
That's where you missed your bet.
Okay. When did you start?
When we opened in 1972.
Okay. Now, the other comment I wanted to make, and this is no criticism of you, but Ted, but I'm calling from Kansas, and that's where the beef is grown. And I've been to, I've never been to your place, obviously. Next time I'm in Southern California, I will go there and try it out. I don't know how good your steaks are, but I've been to Chicago and New York.
The best steak you've ever had, it's better than that. How about that? Does that give you a
we'll
good starting
point? We'll find out, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Have you ever been to Kansas City and had steaks in those
I've had Kansas City Steak, Elmo's Steakhouse there in Indianapolis, been up to Morton's in Chicago, and Don Shula's down in Miami. I've been to all of them, my friend. Okay, Ted's of Beverly Hills, when you put your meat into your mouth, you're going to win. You got to turn that.
I'm gonna give it a try.
I gotta get that.
Because I think we've probably got better steaks here, but I appreciate
it. Well, Kansas City's famous for its steaks, okay? But you never put tinfoil on your potatoes, and you never used the steak knife until I introduced it.
Okay. Well,
let me ask you something. Do you people in Kansas City do you use fresh sour cream?
Oh yes.
You use fresh.
Yes.
I introduced that.
Okay.
So in other words, before fresh sour cream, what did they use?
Stuff that was a couple of days old.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's true for a lot of things.
There you go. Okay.
Well,
glad I can help you. Thank
you. Just one more quick question. What kind of beef do you use? Do you use black Angus?
Yeah, we use Angus.
Okay, that's good.
Angus Young.
All right, thanks.
Angus Young, wasn't he the lead guitar player in AC/DC?
No. Look, when you put my meat into your mouth, you'll experience a creamy, delectable sensation. It's just fantastic. I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I got to tell you, I think you're a lunatic.
I'm a lunatic.
You are an absolute lunatic.
Because I'm an innovator.
Innovator.
Yes.
You think, for whatever ungodly reason, that they're going to take away, the government's going to waste their time, waste their
they
money.
They go after people who are original thinkers. Have they come after you?
Have they come after me?
Yeah. No, they haven't.
I think they probably come after me before they come after you.
But they haven't come after you, have they?
No, they have not come after me.
Well, they're coming after me.
And you're going to say, by the way, your steaks?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Luger's?
Luger's?
Yes, Luger's.
heard of it.
You've never heard of Luger's?
Never.
In New York?
No, never.
Well, then I suggest you do some
So what are you going to tell me?
Good homework.
What are you trying to tell me? Their steaks are better than mine?
I'm trying to tell you that Luger's steak,
you've
I don't
never
care
had
what
Ted's
kind of steak you have.
You've never had Ted's steak. How can you say?
No, I have never had Ted's steaks.
That's
but let
right.
me ask you a question. How long is the waiting line to get into your restaurant?
Pretty long, my friend.
What do you call long?
We've
hours,
got at least,
days,
we'll have at least, anytime we'll have at least six or maybe six or seven people waiting for a table.
Six or seven people. Well, call Luger's and see if you can get a reservation for the next month.
Okay. What, when
for
do you want me to make
it? Next month.
What, do you want to eat there? You come to Ted's of Beverly Hills, I'll give you a Ted on the house.
See, this Ted on the house,
yeah.
I take a quarter of a Luger's. And you know what?
You
and
know what? You know, I think you're jealous of my meat, and I'll tell you something else. You come on out here, I'll give you a Ted's of the house. We'll wrap the baked potato in tinfoil the way we do it exclusively. Okay? We'll give you a steak knife to use.
You know what? I would love to come to your area. I'd love to have your steak. And I hope it's the best steak. I hope it's better than Luger's. But I still want to know one thing. For what ungodly reason, if you were worth $300 million, would they be going after you?
The reason is simple, because I've come up with the original idea of a children's menu and two forks with dessert, and you haven't heard anything that I've been saying.
Well, I thought I've heard everything.
I just told you. Two forks with dessert. So you can share. They want to break that up.
They want to break it up, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I must
they want to break, Ted, they want to break you up because you give two forks with your dessert.
That's right.
Two forks for your dessert. They want to break you up.
Hey,
you know
by
what?
The way, sir, when you come to my restaurant, do you eat off the kids' menu or the regular one?
Well,
I
eat off
okay.
the regular menu.
Oh, that's great.
All right,
well,
Ted.
You know what? Wait a minute.
What's that?
So if I'm going, you know, I go into the restaurant business.
Yeah. You go to
and I open up and I have three forks.
Well, you're an idiot.
They're going to come after me.
You're an idiot.
Well, I've been called worse than an idiot.
You're
going to
use three forks for what?
Well, three forks, one for my salad, one for my meals, one for my dessert.
I'm talking about the two forks with dessert to share with your wife.
The two forks for my dessert to share with my wife
yeah.
off the kids' menu?
The government's going to come after you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, off the kids'
oh
menu.
My God.
But only off the kids' menu.
What are you talking about?
What?
Two forks
you know
off
what?
The kids' menu and the government's coming after you.
Okay, neither one of you guys know anything about business. You both can kiss my bright red Rosie.
Sir, I got to ask you one question.
Oh, yeah, one more question. Then I really got to go. There's a car alarm going off.
I just want to know, what are you smoking?
You know what? I don't smoke.
You have to be doing something because you can't be for real.
Oh, you know what? You have to be doing something because you don't get the idea of two forks. You want to use three. What a lunatic.
I got to tell you, I'm driving home from work, and I turned on this
tell
radio
me your,
station.
Tell me your life story. You using three forks?
I turned on this radio station, and I heard you, and I went, oh, my God.
Are you using three forks? Do you use three forks?
Will you never mind about the three forks?
Actually,
they'll bust me
one.
Up for that kids' menu.
Yeah, okay. Ted, the government's after you, man. The Securities and Exchange Commission is going to come and break you up because you've got a kids' menu. Thank you for your call, sir. You too, Ted. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. All right, now let me ask you, Mr. Bozell, because the restaurant says that you took a star badge off of the leather vest you were wearing and you showed it to the... What was that about?
That's a cowboy situation.
Okay.
Wearing a star... What?
I'm sorry, but, you know, we're talking about commercial cowboy here. We're not talking about real cowboy.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I had on a badge. I was walking bow-legged.
Sir, are you claiming to be a sheriff? Sheriffs wear badges. Not cowboys. Real cowboys don't wear badges. I mean...
What exactly are you... You're upset with Olive Garden for making you look like a fool.
I had on a badge and a leather vest, okay? And I was walking bow-legged. I was doing everything that I tried so very desperately to do. I was the marshal. That's what my wife calls me, the marshal. Okay?
Well, sir, then you need to be the marshal in your home. not in a restaurant, because nobody will take you seriously doing that. If you want to be...
Are you saying to me, if I go into Texas, let's say, where are you, New Braunfels, Texas?
I am in the middle of Cowboy Country.
All right, what if I walk... Do you got Olive Garden out there?
Yes, sir, we have plenty of Olive Gardens around
man.
Here.
If I walk into Olive Garden there, and I'm walking bow-legged, and I've got on chaps...
They will laugh at you, sir. They will laugh at you. Because people in Texas do not dress that way.
You see, ma'am, that's why the legal system was formed, because I would sue you for that. All right?
Well, what are you going to sue her for, because she's laughing at you?
My wife says, Marshall, Steve, tie me up, lasso me, take me in.
Sir, that's for your home. That's for your bedroom. That is not for the Olive Garden, where there are different kinds of people there having a good time and eating. Nobody would be looking at you if you did not dress and act in that manner.
All I was trying to do was sex her up early.
Well, sex her up at home, sir. You have a 4-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son sitting there watching you. And you may not think that they are watching you every second, everything that you do, but they are.
Well, ma'am, all I was trying to do is what we say in cowboy country. I was trying to get a river flowing so I could forge through it, you know? And all the things that I...
Oh, boy. You know something, pal? Good luck with your lawsuit.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
They're going to ask you, what were you wearing? You're going to look like they're going to ask you, excuse me, Mr. Bozell, do you work for Ringling Brothers, or are you a...
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, but that was a total loser.
Phil Hendry.
There you go. Phil Hendry Show here at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And I got my vacation plans going. Just thought I'd pop right in and tell you how great my life is. We got our vacation going. We're leaving in the middle of June. We're on our way to a hole in Tijuana. We will be staying in a place, dysentery. Oh, it's going to be fun. No, we're going to go down to about a great donkey show. We have got this thing wired. My wife set it up. My wife called me earlier. She said, I've got that donkey show lined up. I said, do we have to go to Mexico for that? And then... No, she set us up for about an hour north of, well, I don't want to tell you where I'm going. Why should I tell the audience where I'm going? Guess what happens if you do that? Some creep starts, you know, bugging you at the airport or something. Nah, I'm kidding. We're going to an area of Mexico where we don't have to go through a soldier checkpoint. Because the last time we went down to Mexico, did I tell you about that, man? We went down to Jodolito, which is about 2 hours south of Puerto Vallarta. I had to go through sort of a freaking checkpoint. You ever been through a real soldier checkpoint in a third world country? It's very disquieting. In Jamaica, yeah, they got the guys just standing there. Do the soldiers in Jamaica have dreadlocks? Did you go through a deal in Jamaica? What's the army like in Jamaica? Driving in a van? I've been all over the island of Jamaica, and I've never been stopped by a soldier. And they're not the one that I would recognize anyway. You were driving in a van, and you had to be pulled over, and the military searched everybody. When was this, Mike? When were you there? What year? They searched everybody for dope? There must have been some political unrest going on there because they're generally pretty hang loose. But anyway, we went down to about 2 hours south of Puerto Vallarta, and there's the Checkpoint Charlie, baby, and they had the sandbags behind the checkpoint in case we tried to run it. There's a guy with a machine gun. And I said, I want to go home. I cried. I sucked my thumb real hard. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I asked for a children's menu.